Welcome to God's Reporter Podcast, where we can learn, share, and discuss the good news of God's Word. And now your host, David Fry.
Welcome back to another episode of God's Reporter Podcast. Today is going to be our Easter episode. But first of all, before we get started, let's start out with a prayer. Father God, we love you so much, and we thank you for another day. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for putting air in our lungs to breathe, Lord. Father, we thank you for the many blessings that you give us and all that you do for us, Father. We thank you for giving us courage and strength and faith in you, Lord, and the trust that we know that you are faithful, Lord, and we trust you in every way. Father, I want to thank you for my listeners, Lord. I want to ask that you watch over my listeners, that you will help them with their struggles or sickness or whatever is going on in their lives, Lord. Father, I pray for the countries that are in war, Lord. I pray for Russia and Ukraine and Israel and the Palestine nation, Lord. Father, I pray that the leaders of these countries will come together for a peaceful solution, Lord. Father, I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, since this is the Easter episode, we're going to talk about the resurrection of Jesus, of course. But first of all, we're going to backtrack just a little bit to the crucifixion. You see, a lot of people right now still don't know what Jesus went through for us. Even during his ministry, when God was in the form of man walking this earth, he went through everything that we go through today. He went through anxiety, depression, went through pain, went through hunger, went through sadness. He went through everything that we are going through today. You see, he was jailed, he was stoned, he was kicked out of temples, he was mocked, he was, you name it, it was done to him. And then when he got crucified, the week before he got crucified, on Palm Sunday, he was on the back of a donkey going down the road to Jerusalem. And they were laying down their clothes on the street and waving palm branches above him, saying, King, you are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hosanna, save us. Save us. And that's exactly what he did. When he was crucified on that cross, he went through so much unbearable pain. He had nails hammered into the palms of his hand. And I don't mean small nails like you would hang a picture with. I'm talking about almost railroad-sized spike nails right in the palm of his hand. And then they laid his feet, one on top of the other. And I'm sure this nail was a lot longer than the other two, but went because it had to go through both feet and into the wood. And then when they let go, the gravity was pulling him down. I can't imagine how much pain he was going through. And you see, he had you and me on his mind that day. He was thinking about every man, woman, and child on this earth, then and now. You see, he didn't only save us from our sins, the believers, the followers in Christ, but he died for the sins of the unbelievers. He died for the sins of the atheist. He died for the sins of the Muslim. He died for the sins of the Buddhist. He died for the sins of all other religion. And when his final words, he said, "It is done." And at that moment, he waged war on death. For 3 days, he waged war on death and conquered death. And took death out of the picture for his followers. And gave us salvation, eternal life. And I've said this many times before. We don't bury people. We bury shells of what people lived in while they were walking this earth. Because that real person is either in one or two places. Either dead, burning in hell, or alive and well in heaven. Praising and worshiping the name of Jesus. And when they resurrected him and rolled away that stone in that tomb, he came out alive and well. And you see, when the Jewish had a meal, they had a custom. I don't know if they do it now or not. But, well, even I do it. When you're done with a meal, usually you just put your napkin in the middle of the plate. And the person, wherever you're at, the person that served the meal knows that you're finished. But if you're not finished and have to get up for a few minutes, the custom is to fold your napkin neatly and put it on the side of the plate. So the server will know that you're coming back. But in that tomb, the shroud that was over Jesus' body was folded neatly and laid on the bed of that tomb, telling others that he was coming back. And I'm here to tell you, my friends, he won that war with death. But God has already won the war over evil. If you read Revelations, you know God wins in the end. And Satan knows that. That's why he's trying to take as many people with him as he can. Don't you think that's why what's going on in the world, the wars, the sexual immorality that's going on, the sin that's running rampant. It's Satan that's planting lies and illusions and fantasies into people's heads, telling them to accept sin, that it'll be all right. And it's even happening in the churches. That's why it's more important now than ever to preach the gospel to as many people as we can when we're out in the streets, when we're out and about in town. Just tell them Jesus loves them. That's the best conversation opener there is. Just say, "Jesus loves you." And if you see that person again a few days later, say it again. And eventually they're going to ask why you keep saying that. And that's when you tell them what Jesus has already done for them. And then you tell them what he did for you. We have to serve God. Just being saved is not a free pass to do whatever we want to do and then go to heaven. Jesus tells us to love one another as we love ourselves. Jesus tells us to forgive one another as he has forgiven us. Jesus tells us to help one another, serve one another. When we help and serve others, that's Jesus working through us, serving them and helping them and blessing them. And then we get blessed in the process. Read in John 19 about the crucifixion. And then John 20 and 21 about the resurrection. It explains everything in detail. You see, after he was resurrected, he spent another 40 days on earth with his disciples, giving them final instructions. And he told his disciples to go out. He said, I'm leaving, but I'm giving you an advocate to take my place, meaning the Holy Spirit. So when you go out to the store or wherever you go, say a little prayer before you go in. Ask God to let the Holy Spirit guide you, to give you insight and wisdom. And just maybe the Holy Spirit will tell you who to go and talk to. But even if the Holy Spirit doesn't, talk to them anyways. Just tell them Jesus loves them. Or just ask them what church do they go to. Those are the two best conversation openers that I know of. And then give them John 3:16 and John 14:6 to start for starters. John 14:6, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes unto the Father but by me. Jesus is the way to live. Jesus is the truth to believe in. Jesus is the life. Jesus wants to live through us. Everything he did while he was on the earth, he did for us, including the resurrection and the crucifixion. So this Sunday, go to church, praise and worship his name, because there's power in the name of Jesus. And the two thieves that were hanging on the crosses, one on the left, one on the right. You see, he took one with him because that thief knew he was God. And the other one mocked him. That one thief said, remember me in the kingdom of heaven. And he said, I say unto you, you will be with me in heaven. You see, at that moment, all his sins were forgiven. and he was given salvation right before he died. But the thing is, we never know when that last moment will be, do we? So if you don't know Jesus today, you can know him just by asking him to come into your heart and accepting him as your Lord and Savior and ask forgiveness for your sins. And if you need someone to pray with you, or you have a prayer request, or you just want to talk about Jesus, you can call the podcast line at 731-474-1199. Or you can email me at godsreporter01@gmail.com. Remember, Jesus loves you so much. And if you want to give your testimony, you can call or text the podcast line or use the email, either one, and we can set up a time to record your testimony so that others in other countries can hear what Jesus has done for you. And it could very possibly change their life and very possibly lead them to Jesus. So don't wait any longer. Serve Jesus today by telling your story and by helping others. I want to thank you so much for joining me today. From God's Reporter Podcast, Happy Easter. Jesus loves you, and I love you too. Have a great day.